B'choras Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes 6-9. In the previous Mishnah, we said that if the cow, goat, or sheep has a significant overbite, kind of resembling a pig's jaw setup with its snout protruding, that would be a blemish. So now we're talking about what about if it's a significant underbite? It says the Mishnah, Ma'ase shehalechi atachton odef ale elyon. It happened once there was an animal, a b'chor, that its lower jaw was protruding beyond its upper jaw, so it's like this underbite situation. It's not the teeth, really, it's the whole jaw coming out, but okay, I don't have a better word for it than that. B'shalach Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel l'chachamim. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel sent the question what to do about such an animal to the Sanhedrin, the chachamim. V'amru, and the Sanhedrin said, Harei zamum, says, yes, that is a mum, meaning you could slaughter this animal, eat it outside the base of Mikdash. New paragraph, if you will. Ozen hagadi shahai sekfula. If you have effectively what's like a double ear, so on one side of the animal's head, you essentially have two ears, like two sets of cartilage growing, if you will. So is that considered to be a mum? Amru chachamim bezman shehi etzemecha mum. If it's essentially one kind of contiguous piece of cartilage, meaning essentially means that the inner ear that's growing, the weird extra ear, is attached at the top to the outer ear. So it's like kind of like, I don't know how to describe, like an upside down U conceptually in the abstract, right? There's the cartilage is attached. That's one weird piece of long cartilage. That's a mum. B'me'ena etzemecha, but if it's not one literally bone, but it means like, you know, because cartilage is hard, but not quite as hard as a bone, it's something else. If it's two separate ears, one inside the other, then ain't a mum. That's not considered a mum. And the Bartonura says that he doesn't know the reason why. He says, utama lo isparesh. It's not explained why it should be that an animal with two ears, one inside the other, if they're not attached and they're like not one single piece of cartilage, but two pieces, is not a mum. He doesn't know why. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Omer, Zanav Hagadishi Doma Lishel Chazir. If the tail of the goat, the baby goat, resembles that of a pig, or Vishain Bashalosh Chulios, or if it doesn't have three Chulios, Hareza Mum, that makes it a Mum. So now, the gist of what's saying here, and I'll be more specific in a moment, is I believe, okay, what I believe the pshat is here. Because we're talking about the length of the tail, essentially. The pig's tail, if you look at a pig's tail, it's significantly longer than a goat's tail or a sheep's tail. And also it kind of like winds over, like in the cartoons, it actually really does like a curly Q and it winds over itself to make kind of like a circle, okay? Like a loop. Now, goat's tails are really similar to pig tails, except they're just shorter. Sheep tails are fatter, okay? They're flat and fatter than pig tails significantly. But I think the simple understanding here, I believe, is that if the tail of the goat is, or the sheep for that matter, is long, so long it loops over like a pig's tail looping, that would be a balmum. Or if it's too short, if it doesn't have even three vertebrae in the tail, so not many, that each of those are the tail bones, if you will, only if it only has two of them, that's a problem. Harezemum. The bartender speaks out based on the Gemara, that actually we have to differentiate between the tails of goats and the tails of sheep. So, says the Bartanura, Dafka Zanav Shel Taleh. Specifically, we're talking about, even though the Mishnah said Gdi, which is a baby goat, a Taleh means a baby sheep. We're specifically talking about a baby sheep, She Deboinan, He Deboinan Shalosh Chulios. That's when he needs three vertebrae, three little tail bones. Aval Zanav Shel Gdi, if we're talking about the tail of an actual baby goat, Chulia achas bilvad mum. If it has three or two, it's okay. It's only if it has one single vertebra in its tail, that would be too short and that would make it a mum. Okay? So I guess you have to sort of feel the tail and figure out if it's what's going on over there to decide if it's a bal mum or not.